This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go, hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. What a night to be a sports fan as Cooper Flagg will join the Dallas Mavericks in just a few short hours. And then we'll be on to free agency next week and talking about how the Mavericks plan to put this championship team around Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and Cooper Flagg and go take down those Oklahoma City Thunder. Jared Sandler joins us now with the Rangers pregame coming up in 1 hour. It's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And good evening, Jared. How the heck are you? Oh, we're going to get to Jared here in just a minute. As he is a busy man and probably a lot of good vibes going around after last night's game. Just the Jacob Latz taking the no-no into the seventh inning. And then, you know, Evan Carter scoring the way that he did. I would hope that would be a fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably pretty stressful. Like, I was driving around. I had wife had the pregnancy craving for some payway last night.
Payway.
Good. So I leave and I'm in the car and I got to listen to Jared's call of all three home runs. And you could tell, like, the first one was kind of like, oh God. The second one, he was definitely bummed. Yeah. It did not take long to realize this is gone. Yeah. I just by the tone of his voice, I realized as soon as the crack of the bat happened,
you could hear it.
I could hear it. This is not a good one.
I learned that listening to the College World Series on radio.
Yeah.
You can tell by that when it hits the aluminum bat, if it's like a rocket.
Just the sound of it.
Bing! You just know.
You can tell. But I'm sure the vibes are. I mean, you had a chance to win another series tonight. This is a big one. And it's DeGrom night. DeGrom's on the bump. So let's party. He's got to keep his streak alive.
And this pitcher that Orioles are throwing out there today, I mean, this is one of the absolute worst lines I've ever seen in all my years covering sport. As Jared Sandler joins us now here on The Fan. And a good evening, Jared. Oh, still no Jared. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought when he put down that phone, Jared was good to go. But
he's not interested in
baseball.
Us anymore.
They always talk about what August is the dog days of summer. Is that what they say? Last night, every one of those players, like it, the humidity and the heat at that place, like every uniform was just like anybody that was diving, it was just mud. Like, these uniforms were just sweating
through. It looked brutal.
And the humidity and stuff like that. But that's baseball, man. But that's what's cool about these games, though. When you see kind of a tough, grimy game, that's what that was last night.
Yeah.
I guess it was like the third time they've played in 100-degree temperature since 2020. Like, it doesn't happen to them very often.
No.
But game-time temperature sitting in triple digits last night.
Haggerty was standing at third, and
you could tell for him.
He was just, like, drenched.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? And then Young, when they're all shaking hands, I'm like, God, look at these uniforms, man.
They
were all just Seager. All of them were just muddied up.
I think there is quite a bit of excitement, though, that Latz did what he did. And he's been a really good long reliever. Wolchuk brilliantly asked CY on Monday, you know, what do you guys have in mind as far as a role? And CY said they're not going to limit him. So the start came, and next thing you know, he's into the seventh inning, and he's unhittable. Then he walked a guy and gave up a hit, and Chris Martin comes in there and, you know, nearly ruined the night. But that right there, you know, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to talking with Jared about. Like, what could Latz be capable of at this point? Like, how uncommon is it that a 29-year-old who's been a career, you know, sixth starter at best starts to figure it out and then the next year takes a big step? You know, is it maybe like a Nelly Cruz situation of a pitcher? It's pretty rare.
It's a Kevin Costner movie. You know, he's pitching for the Tigers and he's talking to himself on the mound. Oh, one more, man. My arm feels terrible. You could do it, Ace. Get him out. Go get him, Ace. Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up this topic with you guys as the Rangers, you know, are sitting in this middle of the second season now. We're halfway through. Maybe you don't think this is appropriate at all, but do you think it's possible the Rangers are kind of stuck where they would actually like to see what it would be like to change the manager? Like if it's any other manager.
Oh, man. Okay. I shouldn't just said no, but.
Just think about it. I initially thought about it and said no, and then I was like, well, wait. You know, if he's not a Hall of Famer, if you hadn't won the World Series, he's gone right now, isn't he? And maybe, just maybe, what this team needs.
Gone on his own or gone by way of the general manager?
Yeah, he'd have been let go.
Oh,
they hadn't won the World Series after last year and then this year, with all the expectations and all the money that
I
was
spent. I think he's on that mode of like, he's going to go on his own terms.
Absolutely. And I think CY and the organization should let him go on his own terms. And that's why I kind of set it up. Like, do you think they're stuck? Like thinking, dude, is what this team needs Skip Shoemaker right now? More young energy instead of grandfatherly wisdom. The grandfatherly wisdom was great when you'd been terrible for 8 years and you needed somebody to just kind of set you up and be professional. But now maybe you need an energy shift.
I'll give him some credit for the pitching staff. How about that? I don't think you have a really good pitching staff if it's not for him.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think his eye on pitching and the type of the how he uses these guys and this team they throw bullpen games and go get wins. And it didn't happen all the time, but
hey, the record was not very good up until these last few.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though
I mean, he might be the best manager, right? And when you get to the playoffs, he is going to give you an edge, not only in matchups, but in psychology and the pressure of that. He's the GOAT.
Listen, you know, another thing, Dawson, when you know he was experimenting with the lineup like constantly. He stood up there and he was like, "We're not hitting. We're not hitting." And he didn't make any excuses for it. He goes, "Oh, we've got to find a way to get." And he was shuffling the lineup. He was moving guys up and down. He was bringing in young players. I mean, to me, he was trying. I'm not to that point. I'm not to that point. I appreciate the question, but I'm not to that point of me personally of wanting to see Skip Shoemaker.
What if you were
right
the GM
now
in there? What if you're working in this Rangers front office? Would you be like, man, wouldn't it be kind of interesting to see if would take a 2 week absence?
I'd be damn grateful that I actually hired somebody that's smarter than me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can see, right, how this thing plays out and what happens next year.
I mean, I understand your question, man. Yep. I mean, and it's June radio, and I think it's cool.
I think the reality
I really
is
do.
More...
I love June radio. I really do.
Just wait for July.
Oh, July.
Oh, I can't wait for July.
No. We get closer to football, and you got to lock in.
A little freaky.
Yeah, into June, you're going to just kind of throw things out there and just get people offside.
It's more the reality that I just did not want to believe was even possible. That you just had lightning in a bottle, magical run in 2023.
You were talking yourself into this of getting rid of Bochy.
No, I'm not into the Bochy thing. I mean, I think that the Athletics survey spoke for itself, where he was undeniably the number one manager that like everybody wanted to play for. Like, I don't think it's a Bochy thing. I think it is a player thing. I think we got to wonder, was 2023 the best season Josh Young's ever going to have?
Yeah.
Was that 2 month stretch the best Evan Carter
Jonah
we're ever
Heim.
Gonna see? That version of Jonah Heim, yeah, did he just have a career year and this dude is just never gonna get back there?
Houston didn't have any lefty pitchers. Like, hey, our Evan Carter doesn't have to sit at all against you guys.
Like the text that we got and the pushback from some fans that were like, it was lightning in a bottle, it was a fluke, it was a magic carpet ride, we loved it, but in reality, this team is what it is, and it is not a playoff team. It's an average sub-500 team, which is really what they've proven outside of that amazing run and a great 2 months to start that season. That might be what this baseball team is, and I haven't wanted to believe that.
Come on, man, we watched these guys hit this summer. The one thing we were so encouraged by was the hitting.
Yeah, and we've seen them now hit for how many games? And they're 39 and 41.
They haven't. That's the problem.
Well,
that's the problem.
Pitching's part of this as well. I mean,
They've gone up against some pitchers, though, that I thought, okay, this is a night to get out of it. And thank God, finally, they started to hit off Charlie Morton in the fifth inning. But it's still like, I can't even – all the things that I wanted to fall back on, it's just, is that – true, or am I just trying to talk myself into it, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm in the same exact place with you.
It's tough.
And we're in the weeks and in the next couple of months that are really going to decide that and give it finality. And if all you got was one great World Series run, it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
We'll be enjoying that for decades to come. 858 says, really, Gavin, it's Bochy's fault our guys can't hit? No, nothing is Bochy's fault. You know, it's just sometimes a different great manager is what is needed to take you out. Like at one point, Joe Torre wasn't the right guy for the Yankees. Mm. You know, at one point, Bill Belichick wasn't the right guy for the Patriots anymore. You know, and
because he made a lot of bad decisions. Yeah. He made a lot of bad decisions.
We saw it from 06 to 07. Parcells leaves. They needed a change. That team was beat down and worn down. In no world is Wade Phillips a better head coach than Bill Parcells.
Hell no.
But Wade, for just that one year in 2007, they needed a refreshing voice. And they ended up having an awesome season where they're number one team in the NFC. Yeah,
and Boch is great at letting you relax. Sometimes the pendulum's got to swing for motivation and stuff. Rookie Chase Burns became the first starting pitcher in the expansion era. I don't even know what the expansion era is. I guess since they increased in the 90s?
In Major League Baseball?
In the 90s, expansion, like with the Marlins?
No, the expansion era, would that be in the 60s?
Okay.
Would that be
just added more teams?
Thanks, Krusty.
Yeah.
So he retired the first five batters he faced via strikeout in his Major League debut. Nobody's done that, I guess, since the 60s. Was not able to carry the momentum for the rest of the game, but the Cincinnati Reds right-hander, second overall pick in last July's draft, pulling a Bangford here, allowed three runs over five innings in a 5-4 win over the Yankees, but he struck out the first five batters before Jazz Chisholm single, gave up six hits, struck out eight. Seventh Cincinnati started to have at least that many in his first career start. So they're saying this guy might be the real deal and another young, exciting player there for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
The Dallas Wings showing progress, guys.
Oh.
Beat the Dream.
What?
Yeah. Very nice win.
I did not check that score last night.
It was the Wings' first win over a top club in the league, with this one in particular featuring Brittany Griner, Ryan Howard, the Rookie of the Year, and Alicia Gray. Like, this is a really good team here, this Dream.
Oh, so the Dream went on a back-to-back where they were...
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a back-to-back. Maybe their best player was hurt, but now...
Hey, man, I hope for the Wings. We need to go out there and see them play sometime.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Especially while you can still get tickets for cheap, but they have won 3 of 4. Let's after go. Starting 1-11.
1969, the expansion era. What are we looking at over there? Did you look it up?
It was 61. They went from 16 to 30 teams.
Okay.
So, yeah, 61. Just adding teams.
Okay, 61.
They went from how many to how many?
16 to 30.
Wow, they almost doubled the league in 1961. Yeah. Did not know that. That's interesting. Okay. For the Wings, Arike Ogunbowale led the way with 21 points. She also
had confident.
Four assists. I've been working on it. Two steals. Paige Beckers had 12, five boards, four assists. But a big turning point, guys, for our Wings. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Lee Yuru just traded for this gal. And she went toe-to-toe with Brittany Griner, ends up with 10 points and 15 rebounds. So you just got her like two nights ago. Yeah. She steps in here, locks down Griner, 10 and 15. And now you got a post. Now you got some rim protection and rebounding. I think this might be the turning point for the Dallas Wings. You guys into it?
I'm into it.
I'm into it. I didn't even check the score, though. I'm sorry.
Last year, Caitlin Clark's fever also started terribly, then got really hot, made the playoffs. So maybe this is what it is. It just takes a little bit getting a feel.
Watch
for it.
Watch Dawson. He's going to go after their coach. That they need a younger change.
They
there.
Just need a new voice.
New voice in the room.
Well, not for a couple of years. Maybe next June.
Just give it another year.
Skip Shoemaker, go over there and coach the Wings.
We'll wait till July. That's July. Right
Skip now. Was big league manager of the year in 2023. No,
Skip Walker's a badass, and he's really, really coveted.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the cool thing here, just to tie a ribbon on that, I don't mean to blame Boch for anything. I think he's great, and in the right situation. You know, there's nobody else that I would rather want. But for a team that had won it and is starting to look like they got a malaise about them, they can't snap out of it. I'm just wondering. And the perfect thing here is we won't have to do this again next year, because if they don't win, Boch ain't coming back.
He won't come back.
Probably steps away.
I mean, how do you move on from a guy that won you your first World Series? Yeah. If Boch didn't want to leave, I'd probably leave him at that post till he's 90 years old if you wanted to.
And they put the statue out in front next to Nolan Ryan when I'm going to go out there and make sure it's up.
You'll kiss it.
Yeah, all right.
Couple of segments to go. We have
Barack Woody.
some more reaction and anticipation of NBA draft night tonight, including Brian Scalabrine on Cooper Flagg, the projection he makes, and more coming up next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're on the fan. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Have some Wyatt Langford news. We'll get Brian Scalabrine's Cooper Flagg prediction. What do you have Cooper Flagg going to be drafted here? What is it, about 3 hours from now? Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Last night, the duck egg cracked. And we're like, sweet, baby duck's going to come out.
Uh-huh.
And then we're looking up. It's going to take a while to dry. Then it's going to get up and start walking around. Then we got stuff to do. But Abby just texted me at the break. She said, I don't think it's going to hatch. This liquid coming out means it's probably infected.
Oh.
Yeah. And we don't have any experience, but we found a duck egg on the pool patio.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we got an incubator for it. We were planning on having a baby duck and then, you know, going with some plants from there to find, you know, a duck family we could drop it off with or whatever. And I was so excited last night because I'm like, holy cow, some point in the next 48 hours or so, we're going to have baby duck magic happening here. And the miracle of life was going to be on full display. Apparently we've been tripped up, maybe too much humidity, which shouldn't be a problem. We've had it inside in the incubator thing, but maybe, I don't know, maybe something had happened before. So that's a little bit of a anticlimactic. I'll update you if anything else happens, but I'm pretty bummed about it.
I saw a viral video today, some lady.
Yeah, good effort on your family to try and get that done.
Yeah, absolutely.
But three weeks, that's far.
I was hoping this would work out, but this lady found what looked like a baby kitten. And then she ends up rescuing it. She's bottle feeding it. She's washing it. Goes ahead and gets all the shots. It grows up. It's a Black Panther.
Sweet.
And now she's got a train, like a house cat that's a Black Panther.
That's awesome.
It's like a full grown?
Full grown, dude.
I don't know if I could ever trust it, you know? Like, I don't even want to trust a Rottweiler. If I go to my buddy's house,
the claws Siegfried on that Roy? Thing were insane. Yeah, insane.
Siegfried and Roy out there in Vegas, you know, and those things.
A lot of those stories.
Those tigers, like, one night they all decided, we're not doing this
but
anymore.
But you're right. Yeah. Like,
we are not doing this anymore.
As connected as you would be to that panther, I probably would also look to take it.
You always see the people who, raised a chimpanzee or, a gorilla, and then they go back and
or a lion. The lion ones are my favorites.
Elephant comes up and, is...
They remember it.
Yeah, they remember, they hear the voice, and they kind of remember
these saw this one the other night, and maybe it's a lie. You never know some of these things that go viral, but,
true.
Lion comes to visit the water buffalo that fed it, that adopted it when it was a stranded cub, you know, and these things, but some of them are true. And, you know, I think a lot of people have positive experiences. Like, there's more tigers in captivity living in people's houses in America than there are in the wild.
That's wild.
So there actually are a lot of these that, you know, essentially like cats. You know, just big cats.
Big cats. But those claws are real.
I mean, when you know, every now and then you're playing with a cat and it grabs you and you can feel like if that was 250 or 300 pounds of animal, you could quickly just end.
But you got to kind of move on from that, right? Don't you kind of like
from the black kids? Yeah, I would. I would probably take it somewhere where it's safe, like a shelter.
You're not going to keep it. You're not going to keep a
black panther. No.
It's not going to get that far, right? It's not going to get that far.
No,
this is one of these animal protection rescue peoples that have a thing and they created a story online. Get us hooked to it.
Because they had like a big forest in their backyard. And it's playing out there with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they gassing us, bro. Oh,
I have seen one cool dude. He's got a panther and a Rottweiler, and they go out and play with each other.
That's freaking awesome.
It is cool.
I love that.
Yeah, but I think if I had one, I think I'd probably keep it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'd take it out to Wiley at that big cat sanctuary.
Yeah.
Is there enough room for that? They have big cats.
They have room and stuff. I wouldn't want to
put
them
in a zoo. I'd put them like, you know, like where he can run around.
Take him to a rescue, a sanctuary somewhere. I just wouldn't want anybody to get hurt. Can you imagine if that got out and hurt the neighbor?
No.
I mean, not only would be done. Financially ruined, but the guilt.
Well, you got to prove it came from my house.
That cat ain't mine.
Oh my God, did y'all see that?
Wild cobra on the loose.
As the ring cam has the panther jumping over the fence.
As I'm throwing away all merch and burning it in the backyard.
I was chasing him. I saw that son of a gun back there. Yeah. I told him to eat my cats.
In their garage, they have this meat locker, you know, open it up, all this food and stuff in there for the big cat.
So we got Lankford side tightness. Is he going to play tonight? Is he out for sure?
No, he's out of the lineup. Jeff Wilson's tweet said that, in his opinion, it seems like they're less concerned about this than they were with Jake Berger, but he's going to be evaluated. They're going to do some testing done when they get home from Baltimore. So the off day tomorrow, they'll get some more time to figure out exactly how bad this could be with the side tightness for Wyatt Lankford. But no, not in the lineup tonight.
Have some fun Cooper Flag topics for you, Brian.
Well, real quick, Wolchuk, you said the chicken strips aren't any good at your place? At Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. No, the chicken strips are good at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I thought you were saying, man, they're not good.
They're solid.
Sorry about that, Dawson.
Chick-fil-A, they just look Chick-fil-A's good on chicken strips.
I got distracted.
They had some pretty good strips.
We're
having a contest about this. When were you talking about?
I think Whataburger is bringing chicken strips on Friday.
For Eric and them.
I think Eric and Jacob Ray are going to...
Maybe have a contest?
Have a chicken off.
Okay. I think, you know, I hate to bring this up, and I'm not typically a big consumer at the Golden Arches, but I think they're working some bold, like, crispy chicken strips that might be in the conversation. I know that that might sound crazy.
I thought they had little squares.
I know, but I saw them on the board yesterday as I walked through.
I tried them before.
Yeah.
Dipping sauce?
I'm going to let him go ahead and go through his whole situation.
I thought they looked good.
They do look incredible.
Okay.
Oh, I'm reading
Lucius
right now.
So those hot wings at 7-Eleven, they look insane. Like, look how crispy that damn thing is.
Man, that looks
For $10? Let me get that, Joe.
They cracked the code.
Yeah.
How can they afford to sell food this good for so cheap?
25 cents a piece?
All right. Note to self. Listen to Lucius more often.
You
got a
date with you should try it. It might be good to you.
Yeah.
I could have caught it on a weird day.
I mean, they are fast food chicken strips, right? Yeah. So we'll see.
I'm
going to give
him
a shot. I'm
going to
give
him
a shot. This might be the first dinner I've eaten at McDonald's in over a decade. I'm a big fan of their breakfast. Here's Brian Scalabrine.
Your system's going to love that.
the breakfast.
Super flex. LeBron James. He's just not an F1 racer. LeBron is 260 fast, 4.440, head above the rim. Cooper Flagg's not a bad athlete. He's a great athlete. LeBron's a super athlete, but they process the same. I know it's unfair, but I'll eventually be right. People will know. Like 3 years from now, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, Scal said it." If he has the same longevity, that's. I'm just giving you a comparison of what he could be, but not. You can't look at 50,000 points and championships and any of that stuff. There's some variable to that, but LeBron has scored 50,000 points. Doesn't have a go-to shot. I'm not sure he has a go-to shot. He's just a basketball player that makes things happen. LeBron's a freak of nature defensively. He's a freak of nature defensively. LeBron can run point. He can run point. 6'8 point guard. 6'8 point guard. Like he trends like that more than a shooting guard or a Kawhi Leonard or anything like that. And it's just he doesn't want to say it, but that's what it's going to be.
Wow, that's tough. Scal says flag the next LeBron. Are you buying it?
I mean, Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm hoping. I'm praying.
Welcome to June Radio.
Please, let's go. Mavs are about to draft the next LeBron James tonight, boys. It's possible he does have a rare skill set. Physically, He does not have the size profile, in my opinion, quite as LeBron does. Maybe he can grow into that. Like, LeBron is strong as hell. Like, LeBron wanted to take it to the rack. It's like, get the hell out of the way. Here's a freight train coming downhill at you.
And he was still the fastest guy in the league in his late 30s.
Yes. I don't know that Cooper Flagg has the genetic lottery quite like LeBron James does. But there are a lot of elements that, yeah, I mean, defensively, both awesome, right? The ability to kind of play all positions, both have that. But I did like the confidence there from Scal. Like, I'm going to be right 3 years from now. We're all going to look back and be like, yeah, Scal was right. He said that.
You know, I think whatever the case, whatever style of play that he is, I think he's more of a Kevin Garnett than a point guards type. But at 18 years old, this thing could go anywhere, you know, over the next 4 to 5 years. Did the Mavs lose God Sham God? Because I know he is one of the assistant coaches that for like 20 years has been responsible for some of the best player development that this league has seen. He's been a terrific Mavs assistant for a long time, and I knew there were rumors he could leave. I think that would be a blow to Cooper Flagg's development. But from what I understand, his work ethic, his intangibles are second to none. So whoever his coach is, I'm sure he's going to put in enough work.
I think after the first year, whatever he's deficient at, that we kind of see in these games, that he will come back the following year and he'll have that.
He seems like a tireless worker.
Yeah.
We had Paul Biancardi on about an hour and a half ago, and he's just sold that he's going to be amazing right out of the box.
Oh, wow.
At 18 years old. You know, it's like, hey, rookie of the year, capable of being a starter. You know, I think
this team,
even to like make the starting five on this team is an accomplishment because of how many good players they have.
Yeah, when you look
at at small forward and power forward, you know, I guess if you can play two guard, you know, there's more opportunity there for you.
Yeah, Shamgod is leaving. I didn't know that, bro. So you said that.
Orlando.
Yeah,
I just looked
crap.
Man.
So he's going to work with Jamal Mosley, Luka's former favorite assistant coach that the Mavs ran off like 2 years ago.
Jared Dudley might be out too.
Yeah,
Dudley's gone for sure.
Dudley
and Sweeney are gone for sure, and maybe Shamgod. So, you know, that is the backstory. The great news, Cooper Flagg's going to play for a lot of different coaches. He's going to play for a lot of different front offices. Maybe Jason Kidd's not even going to make it to the start of the year. I don't know how long Nico's going to make it.
Nico's getting rid of everybody that can maybe cause him problems.
My theory is anybody loyal to Luka. You know, anybody that's still dragging your lower lip around because we don't have Luka Doncic, that's the energy I want out. You know, if you're not with us, you're against us type of deal. His friend and high school teammate talking about the work that Cooper Flagg put in a lot of these stories. This is I forget his first name. His last name is Townsend. From the 7th grade to 8th grade that summer in between.
They're interviewing him right now.
Are they?
Yeah, they're just interviewing the kids. Marty Smith from ESPN was just interviewing the kids. He's in Newport, Maine for this draft.
Yeah, so they're from up there in Newport, Maine, and the story goes the summer between 7th and 8th grade year, Cooper Flagg wasn't around the buddies as much, and when they go over to his house, he was doing insane box jumps in his house and working out like constantly. And so he comes back the next year in 8th grade, and he's on another level. And then in 9th grade, they win the state championship. Him, Cooper and his twin brother is at Ace Flagg, who's not nearly as good. I think he's like a D2 player up there in Maine.
That kind of stinks to be that guy.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how did this happen?
He's like the Danny DeVito version of the twins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did I just not work out hard enough?
How is my twin a bodybuilder?
Dawson Townsend is this guy's
name. Dawson Townsend? Okay, there it is.
Dawson Townsend, yeah.
He said he was scoring 20 points in dunks alone in his 8th grade year, but... You know, the common theme that runs through this is the level of commitment with the work effort and the ethic. And at that age, a tremendous opportunity for, you know, to separate yourself. And I don't know, you know, it's the whole nature versus nurture thing. But after the 9th grade year, they win the state title. He then transfers to the academy in Florida to get ready with the understanding like nobody really took offense to Cooper Flagg leaving because they understood what the situation was. And then when he committed to Duke, they started running all the Duke games on radio in Newport, Maine, and it was getting like all the business done.
Yeah, he talks about his mom's influence of him, and his mom always said this. She said, when you're the best player in the gym, you need to find another gym.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he lives his basketball.
I mean, that's
life.
Probably why he's 7th grade and he's playing against seniors that are about to be D1
recruits.
His
mom was a big influence on him about his attitude, about playing basketball.
Yeah, that's huge. I think getting kids at a young age to commit, like he was doing plyometrics and box jumps, and I think that's just one of the best things that any young athlete could do, especially if you want to explode more. But getting into this mindset of, I wasn't born to play sports. What happens is I bust my ass all off season, and then I'm good at sports. And if you can just have that light bulb come on, it sets people up to learn the real life lesson from sport, because only one guy gets to be Cooper Flagg. There's millions and millions of kids dreaming to. But in the process of trying, can they learn, whatever I give 110% of myself to, I'm going to be a lot better at in 3 to 4 months from now? And if you can get that lesson home, then you've set your kids up for a tremendous amount of success. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's go around the bases, shall we? We do have Jose Trevino epically trolling the New York Yankees, and we'll get you set for this Rangers finale in the rubber game. That's next here in the Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you, Lucius. I like what the 469 is saying here. Flagg needs to start on the bench, spare minutes from AD. Then PJ and Flagg can run together. AD and Lively don't need to spend more than 25 minutes in a game. I like that. I think they have depth.
It's a basketball fan right there now.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ways to do it. I'm looking at Caleb Martin, Clay Thompson, Max Christie. Those are the guys to go. And we can make our best players play less minutes per game. Hopefully that works out, or maybe they play less overall games and get more rest in between. ACC Network's Joel Corey joins us tomorrow. I'm sorry, Joel Berry tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
I kept thinking Joel Corey too, though. Like, that's why every time I've had to look it up, because I always just want to say Joel Corey.
Joel Corey going to talk about these NBA contracts.
He will, dude. Joel knows NFL contracts better than anybody I've ever seen. And Tim Cato's going to join us at 4 o'clock tomorrow to talk about what's next for the Mavs.
It's in Seattle. Dawson didn't recognize that rain peltering down like that.
June rain. I say, if you're going to visit the North West, you better do it in the month of August, because
time to go.
Hey, I want to say this. Speaking of Seattle, Cal Raleigh, is in the conversation for the absolute best player in the game. That's with all consideration for Shohei Ohtani. He's clearly the AL MVP right now, Wolchuk.
It's hard to push back on that outside of Judge, but Cal Raleigh has been on. I mean, yesterday, he's had 17 homers in the last 30 games. The dude's been unbelievable. So he is. I mean, right now, he's absolutely in the conversation for MVP.
Well, I mean, he just got paid, and he's having his best year.
Yeah.
But he is not only the Gold Glove winner at catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Platinum Glove winner, which is the best defensive player.
Good. Yep. Seattle found him one.
Yeah.
They sure did. They really, really did. And in fact, MLB.com just put out, like, teams that they think are going to surge in the second half of the season. The Mariners are one. The Mariners are on this list. They say the surprising thing about the M's is that they flipped what we usually expect from them. Their offense, thanks largely to the supersonic season of Cal Raleigh, has been their strength. In addition to Raleigh, It's J.P. Crawford, Randy Arozarena, and Jorge Polanco. They've been stalwarts in the lineup. The rotation has been held back due to injury with guys like Logan Gilbert and George Kirby, but they're expected to get those guys back. So they think they can ascend in the second half. The Rangers also are one of the four teams that they think are going to have a much better second half. They should have a better record. They've outscored their opponents, something they've done despite injuries to Corey Seager and miserable starts from Adolis Garcia and Marcus Semien. Those three are starting to come along, as will some of the younger players like Josh Young and Evan Carter. The rotation's been fantastic. The Rangers have the sort of thunderous talent. They can get on a run. They've been a bit snake-bitten so far, but it can turn around in the second half, and look out. Writes MLB.com.
Last time that a catcher won the MVP in the American League.
Was it Pudge?
Joe Mauer.
Nope. Joe Mauer, 2009.
Nice poll. There we go, baby.
Dawson. All right, in the National League, this is a team in the NL West.
Dodgers.
Piazza. Okay. Posey?
No.
Buster Posey. Oh, Buster Posey.
Yeah, Buster Posey in 2012 was the last catcher since to win the MVP, and then Joe Mauer in 2009.
Man. Hey.
In the American League.
Cal's got a shot. Yeah, Cal's got a shot. Judge has his. Let's get it to Cal.
I thought it was Johnny Bench, to be honest with
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't Cal Johnny Bench?
No, it was before Buster Posey in the National League. It was Johnny Bench in 72. Yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah, I just don't think that Judge has a better case right now, because I think Raleigh has more home runs.
That's a good question. I did not look at the home run leader. He might have surpassed Aaron Judge. Judge was on a crazy tear the first half of the season. And then really the last 3 weeks, Cal Raleigh's just been absolutely dynamite. So he might have ended up surpassing Judge. Brian, if you can check on that. I want to stick with catchers, though. Our former catcher, Jose Trevino, who Rangers, he moved on. He went to the Yankees. He's now since been traded from the Yankees to the Reds. That happened in December. Well, yeah, Yankees and Reds, they're playing. And, this is on the Yes Network. This is in Cincinnati. Jose Trevino had a fun bit, just kind of trolling and making fun of his old teammates by using his old teammates' walk-up music. That's here's the Yes awesome. Network.
Here in this series with Jose Trevino facing his former mates. This was yesterday, his first at-bat against the Yankees. Listen in. That's Aaron Judge's warm-up song. And Hello by the late, great Pop Smoke. And then tonight, going up for his first at-bat against Carlos Rodon. Look at the side eye. Rooster by Alice in Chains.
He said, no way.
Gotcha, bitch. It's such a good bit, right? I mean, he just trolls your team. I mean, you know all their walk-up songs. You probably are having fun with it. And Trevi was always just a clubhouse bestie to everyone. Like, he's an awesome, awesome dude.
Raleigh has 27, Judge 26.
Ooh, that's going to be I hope that they
No,
both...
we got an update here. We got 32-28. The Aaron Judge lead, though.
Oh, wait. This is... Oh, yeah. We're way
Judge
behind.
What's
ChatGPT doing to me here, Dawson?
They're not good at updated stats.
You need to find the strength and weakness there with their runs?
Yeah, there's strengths and weaknesses to that.
What am I RBIs, doing? Cal Raleigh's in the lead. Hits, Judge's in the lead. But Raleigh's got homers.
That's embarrassing right there, what I just
Judge
did.
Has the...
I'll shut up now.
The overall average, but this is going to be a fun back and forth between these two. I'm excited.
No, you're right. I was trying to find defensive runs saved, because if you had a wins against replacement right now, which is a better way of capturing who's the more dangerous offensive hitter, it's Judge at 6.1, Raleigh at 5.4. I mean, Judge is hitting .364.
Yeah, he was on pace to average .400 on the season for a while. I think he simmered down, though, over the last maybe week or two, but hey. What Cal Raleigh's doing deserves all the praise in the world.
Jeez.
Now, you guys thought, and quite frankly, I did too, because I thought the story was too good to be true. The Dick Lovelady story with the Mets, that reliever changing his name. Well, we got clarification
Dickie?
On this.
He's known as Dickie now, right?
Thank you, Lucius. This is the Mets broadcast, just kind of giving us the inside information on Dickie.
Okay, so there was a controversy yesterday. Maybe controversy is too strong a word, but a misunderstanding. All of Richard Lovelady's friends call him Dickie.
Okay.
So when the Mets signed him and brought him to the big leagues yesterday, he consulted with the media relations staff, and they asked him, do you want to be known as Richard or Dickie? Fly ball out to center off the bat of Albies, and McNeil runs it down. And so he said,
amazing.
Everybody calls me Dickie. Call me Dickie. And so the Mets put out a press release saying they'd signed Dickie Lovelady.
Right.
And then... there was a response online about the idea of Dickie Lovelady coming to the Mets. And Richard was not anticipating that kind of reaction.
Really?
So he went back to the media relations staff and said, you guys can call me Dickie, but for
professional,
for informational purposes,
okay,
I'm still going to be Richard.
So there's the facts from Richard to Dickie Lovelady.
Mm. It's hard.
It sure
so
is.
It was kind of a prank that got a little leg to it.
Yeah, he was just kind of telling everybody, hey, you can call me.
It's got a little leg, too.
It's a little leg.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. Absolutely.
Clean it on up, buddy.
It's worked out well for the Dickie family and the love ladies out there.
I see you going out strong there.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Last story here around the bases. This one was sad, but we had yesterday between the White Sox and the Diamondbacks, some fan trolling that went a little bit too far.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I felt so bad for this guy.
You guys, so Kettle Marte. So he lost his mother, and there was a fan in the stands that was trolling him about his mom. And he noticeably was, you know, it got to him. Like, he was seen in the dugout,
you know,
tearing up.
And I have a long track record of getting on men who lose it for a sustained period of time. I have no problem with emoting, right? It's natural. It's human. But you got to be able to suck it up after a few seconds in that situation. You know, that's the hall pass.
Gosh, I'm so happy that you just said that, because I brought this because I know how you feel about it. And I wanted to just kind of get your opinion, and I put it up, and you just spiked the hell out of that thing.
I mean, it's something that I think is your number one fear in life as you start to come of age and realize what mortality is, and to have to go through that. And then I was glad to see Major League Baseball move to
banned him. Yep, banned they him for banned life. The fan. Yeah. So that fan's no longer welcome. And it also, I mean, it was like a tragic accident. It was a car accident. That's how he lost his mother. So, I mean, afterwards, everybody was talking about it. I know their manager, Tori Lavullo, also had comments. And, you know, it's just, there's certain lines. Just leave families out of it in general. Like, I'm all for trolling. It's fine. Yeah. It can be fun. And especially heckling at a baseball game. But leave the personal shots at home. We don't need that.
Yeah, I think that's got to be one of those things where just a really, you know, inconsiderate person is thinking it's funny. I imagine somewhere around the age of 21 to 22 doesn't have a lot of drinking and public experience.
Yeah, probably.
And hopefully they're feeling intense shame about, you know, what they did. And you know, that's an example to not do that again. All righty. What a night of sports we have coming up here for you. Rangers looking for another series victory here. I think that would make it 4 out of the last 5. And the Mavericks are about to draft Cooper Flagg. So I hope everybody, you know, gets the most out of what's in store for this evening, not only here on your home of the Rangers, but, you know, tomorrow morning with Sean and RJ talking about this and enjoying all the developments with Cooper Flagg. Tomorrow we're going to have Tim Cadawan at 4 o'clock from All City to talk about what the Mavs are going to do next. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control, just went 3 flawless. That's radio hosting, producing, and engineering. For Carter Freeman coordinating your video, you can watch us every day at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And, of course, Woolchuck. Send Chief some love. He'll be back with the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow, working with Heggie for a couple of more days. And for Broadus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.